And we're back. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the After Five podcast. We're ready to go. We're back on Zoom. And just before we start, I want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by KY Extract. KY Extract right now is doing their part to help the public, to help all of us, to help around the world by easing your stress, easing your pain. You got to do this over here with back problems. They're doing their own stimulus of sorts. KY Extract right now is offering 50% off of all CBD products at this time. Just go to kyextract.com, go through their assortment of different balms, liquids, drops, solves, you name it. Pick the one that's best for you. Put in After Five Podcast. Let them know that we're the ones who sent you. And kind of ease up, man. Take it to, if you're able to get that pain away, relax a little bit with KY Extract. So kyextract.com, keyword After Five. E mi gente. Now that the business is out of the way. How's it going, Oliver? Look at you. What's up? And for everybody listening, we are on a Zoom call. Judy's eating crackers. Lewis is sitting over there in pain in his living room. And Oliver is at his house or a dressing room at Nordstrom. We're trying to still figure it out.
Well, it can't be Nordstrom because Nordstrom is not open.
They're going to send you an email, huh, Judy? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. How are you guys?
Judy's on their mailing list, their phone call list.
Hell yeah, I'm waiting for that shit to open.
You know, it's funny. I got a call the other day from a weird number, and it was like a local number. And I was like, damn, who is this? And I pick up the phone, and it's some Cuban guy on the other end. Listen, calling from Isla Canaria. Just to let you know that we're open. So, you know, croquetas, anything you want, just give us a call. And I was like, wow, like, shit, it's like that.
That's good.
Yeah, good.
You know you were thinking about that shit earlier.
Actually, we went to Isla Canaria yesterday, and it was awesome.
Some of the best croquetas in the world, man. Hell yeah. I was like, thank you. I mean, I live far from you guys, so I don't know if you guys deliver. Maybe Uber Eats. But I don't even think Uber Eats delivers Isla Canaria from. I mean, I live off of 87th and Miller, and they're over there on 140-something in like Coraway.
37 and Coraway.
137?
Or 137 and Bird.
And Bird. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The bakery.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Judy, start us off. Where are we starting today? Because we got some topics, man.
You guys are ready?
Ready as I ever be.
I'll hit it.
All right. So, first subject we're talking about is the country is going to start reopening parks, beaches, golf courses. What do you guys think about that?
Rich people need to play golf, obviously. The beaches, you know, is what it is. That's what Miami is, beaches. That's what the eastern side of Florida and the southwest side of Florida is. That's what they're known for, their beaches. I think the key is the whole social distancing issue, but, I mean, I'm cool with it. We got to get back sometime. How about you?
What if one dude dressed up as the Grim Reaper at a Jacksonville Beach or some shit, or a Fort Walton Beach?
It's an attorney, dude. It was an attorney dressed up as a Grim Reaper at the beach. I don't know what his purpose was other than to, you know, scare the shit out of little kids.
I think it had to do like a marketing scheme because he had his own camera crew there.
That's true. He had his own camera crew. He tipped off the news, so the news was there. They saw that the guy was there. I mean, it is what it is, man. People get to choose what the fuck they're gonna do with their lives. You know, if they want to be out there, they're gonna be out there. If the beaches are open and you're not the type of person that really could deal with being stuck inside, you know, it is what it is. That's it.
I just want things to be back to normal. Like, I don't want this disease to be around anymore. I hate the social distancing. I can't see my friends. I can't see my family members. Like life right now is not normal. Like, I just want things to be normal again. Like, I'm so over this. I'm over the quarantine. I want things to open. I want my shop to open. I want to go shopping. Like, I just want things to be normal. I want to go out. I want to sit in a restaurant. Like, order like overpriced alcoholic drinks and overpriced sushi. I don't care. I miss it. I want it. I really, really want it. I shouldn't be eating cereal for breakfast, you know? I want to go out. I'm tired of eating dinner in my house.
It, Well, he doesn't care where the overpriced liquor is from.
Let me send you some tissue there.
That's what he's pissed, man.
Yeah, man. I'm over this shit already.
Bro.
I'm over it.
Did you guys see, I mean, for our listeners listening, you know, in other parts of the country, obviously we're in Miami. So in the local marinas opened up this weekend, and they were at, like, this morning I was reading in the paper that they were at there was a marina, I want to say it was Black Point. At 1 a.m, there were 2 a.m, there was already cars lined up. 1 and 2 a.m.
People. Yeah, if I had a boat, I would be cruising right now in the boat. The boat's a blast, dude.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had a boat.
Yeah. Cool. I know. Yeah. Best days of life. Your boat, when you let go of your boat.
No, I'd rather, yeah, you're right. I'd rather rent one or whatever, but.
But before, like, when the quarantine started, if your boat was docked at the marina, you were able to be in and out of your boat, in and out of the water, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It just sucks for people who can't afford to dock their boat at the marina. Like, that's what really sucks, and a lot of people were able to miss out on that. But, I mean, if you weren't on the boat 2 months ago, like, 2 months ago or whatever, like, what's the rush now? Just, like, let it die down a little bit, and then you have your chance to go.
Okay, there's people that have been stuck in their house for 30 straight days.
I want to go.
I can't handle that. Dude, when I leave here, like, to go on a cruise, I peel out in my truck. I burn rubber out of here. My neighbors are like, hey, Louis, I'm peeling out, I mean, it's just a natural reaction, being stuck in that. I tell my wife the same thing. They're just like, oh, my God, this. I go, dude, I'm used to seeing you awake 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day. All of a sudden, it's 15 in a row. I mean, it's
time. Is that what you're used to?
No, but isn't it true?
Yeah, you? I got you.
It's not in a bad way, but it's just, it's hard. You're used to a system that we've been having here for the past 15 years. Yeah. And it's all of a sudden, from one day to the next, it's like, I got to see you. From the moment I wake up, from the moment I go to sleep.
There's similarities to that. Like, there's studies that have been done with, like, nurses, police officers, firefighters who have worked like a midnight shift, basically their entire marriage or relationship, and then for one reason or another they switch, and they are they're basically on the same schedule as their significant other, and it's shown, like, it's added stress to the relationship because that space was actually good for the marriage. Like, you know, people were kind of doing their own thing in their own space. Look, my brother-in-law works for FPL. He's been working for FPL for years. And he has a crazy schedule. My brother-in-law, you know, works 67.
Yeah, but he gets electrocuted once a month, bro. So he forgets. He starts all over every time.
Oh, no, God forbid. God forbid. I think, though, yeah, those dudes all kind of get shocked here and there, I think. But No,
I'm not saying an actual just a boom, zap.
We love the gringo, man. We need him here.
He's
the best one out of all of us, bro. I have had to.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that's paid the most taxes out of all of us.
Yeah, exactly. he got taxed with my sister, period. But exactly. Aside from that.
So your brother-in-law, since he works for FPNL, does he get a cheaper FPNL bill? Doesn't have to pay FPNL? Like, how does that work?
No, he pays FPNL like everybody else. His house. Yeah.
He doesn't get a discount or anything?
No. And he's got integrity, man. So his house waits to get turned on if there's a hurricane. Like, you know, it is what it is. People call him, friends call him, and
he doesn't have a ghetto hookup in his backyard with the electrical.
He's white,
dude. If he was Cuban, I'm sure.
It's not that. It's that if they bust you doing that, you lose your pension and everything. Yeah, it's not worth it to save $20 a month. You can call my mierda to do that.
He's not about to do any of that. But my point being that they have their schedule, man. They have their life. They have their set schedule. His shit hasn't changed because of any of this.
Right.
Everybody needs power.
There's more divorce coming because of all this?
Of course, bro.
Around the country? Yes, for sure. For sure, there has to be.
That's how we're here in Miami. In Miami, you're 5 minutes, 10 minutes away from everything. Over there, you're in the middle of Idaho.
And a lot of guys have lost their side chicks, too. Back at the side chick, La Pobre, has been by herself for the last month. Well, he's been, you know, doing his thing with his family.
But yeah, and he has to give her money through the joint Venmo account with his wife.
There's been a lot of honest professional athletes over the last month, man. Those dudes have spent more time with their family over the last month than they have their entire freaking careers.
Yeah. But I mean, and it's for the past, I mean, it's just the whole hourly thing is what gets me. And, you know, we're hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll get back to normal. I do have to give her credit, though. For the past week, she's been letting me practice jiu-jitsu on her. So I've been burning.
getting your frustration out?
Yeah, a figure four leg, a sleeper hold.
Hey, what he's not telling you is that she's winning those battles.
Yeah, because she is.
She wins the verbal ones, but I take it out on her. Like the when it comes to the moves, like where I put the extra point.
Get her in the chokehold.
Oh, man.
I'm tapping.
Right. Lewis is doing some Carol Baskin type of shit.
No, but yeah, it's been hard. But I mean, yeah, man, hopefully in the next couple week or so, it'll be over.
I got one for you guys. What are your feelings about the city opening up? Too soon, not too soon enough? What do you think?
I mean, I think in Florida, you should open up from the top to the bottom, obviously. Miami's the most congested city. I mean, just got to do it. I mean, you're going to do it. Just give it time, and then people hopefully will be as responsible as possible, and it won't. Well, there's some people that think like I do, like a little optimistic, and then there's people that are like, oh, we're in the middle of the second wave. You're doing this to your fat. You do these guilt trips, and it's like. So personally, I think it's a good idea, but they have to do it slowly. And if everyone's responsible, it should be okay. So I'm for it, yes. Open it.
I mean, that's fine. I agree with what you said, Lewis. But I think, like, some, at least, like, small businesses should be allowed to open, because I feel that maybe some small businesses may have to file for bankruptcy, may have to close down their doors, and which that would really suck. But I feel like maybe the small businesses should be allowed to open and just take precautions on the income, like, you know, the in and out of the business. Like, obviously, you know, you take their temperature, you know, wear your mask, you know, practice social distancing, and we're gonna have a plan for it.
Well, the county has their outline. Mayor Jimenez, Miami-Dade County's mayor, and Francis Suarez, the city of Miami's mayor. I mean, they've basically set the parameters already, and they were talking about it. They had a round table meeting or Zoom meeting, like us, much more important meeting than ours. But they're setting the parameters, man. They're kind of setting up what it is that is expected of these businesses as they start opening up. The responsibility lies on us, on you know, the public, to adhere to these warnings, and the businesses as well. And both mayors were very clear that businesses that aren't adhering to the social distancing guidelines that are put in place are going to get shut down. So if you're, you know, if you own a little restaurant, or like Judy that owns a beauty salon, and you got 13 chicks sitting around talking shit and
hair and makeup,
then they're going to shut you down. I mean, Judy, she's a responsible business owner. I know that for a fact. So she's going to do what she's supposed to do. But, you know, our people down here, the Kuichis, they give a fuck. And those are the businesses that are going to get shut down. And right now, it's the mayor said something, Mayor Jimenez said something that kind of opened my eyes. I was reading the article where this isn't going to go away. This isn't something that's being eradicated. At this point, what the country's trying to do is get to the point where their hospitals aren't getting overwhelmed anymore. You know, that they're managing it the best they can, where people could go out, people are going to wear their masks, people are going to do, you know, go on to live their normal lives, whatever that is now. Just, they don't, you know, be responsible. And so the hospitals don't get overwhelmed and the clinics don't get overwhelmed. You know, simple as that. That's the goal. It's not like, hey, until we get back to normal and this shit is gone. It's not going to be gone. That's just not going anywhere. As long as people have boogers and cough and there's assholes that don't wash their hands, this isn't going anywhere. So this is our new normal. And whatever plan they set in forth is going to be our new normal for a long time.
Yeah.
I will say this.
It just sucks.
The CDC guidelines are for 2 weeks of declining cases, and the stats have been that we're not there yet.
That we're not declining, right?
Well, they're declining, but you need 2 weeks of declining numbers. So, ultimately the states are going to do what they're going to do. The cities are going to do what they're going to do. But if you go by the guidelines, we're not there yet.
And that's rough. But what do you think about it? Like the position that they're in right now, what are you going to do? You're going to keep shutting down the cities?
I'll tell you this. This morning on TV was the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, and he was adamant about opening up already tomorrow, you know? So, I mean, I do see it from an economic standpoint, where it's important to open. But from a public health standpoint, it may be not the right time just yet.
It's a double-edged sword, you don't think?
It truly is, yeah.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Obviously, you can't take the perspective or, the point of view of the mayor of Las Vegas. That was like, hey, sometimes people got to die. You know, it's like, fuck it.
I think it's a lot easier to close than to reopen. I think the reopening process is a lot more difficult than, the decision to just shut down.
And some companies aren't going to make it. And before it's more companies and 3/4 of the country looks like Detroit, no disrespect to Detroit. I'm talking about it from an economic standpoint. Detroit's still not back. Detroit is still like struggling and trying to get back to where they were when they had the big three companies up there. And look at that. Like Detroit is still in this financial like hole that it's going to take another 20 years probably to get out of. God willing.
Well, but a lot of those cities, I mean, most Democratic, it's fact. They're the ones that are poorly ran. They're poorly ran. I mean, they've been poorly ran, and all of a sudden, because there's some that aren't doing fine. Yeah. They've been in debt, and they've been compounding debt for I don't know how long, and they've just been kicking down the can down the road. And then something like this really just shows them, like, holy shit, like New York asked for a bailout, asked for $14 billion or something like that for their pensions, because their pensions were behind. It's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing over there?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Detroit's a different story. Detroit lost all their automotive, like their major automotive plants and shit like that. But you're going to have more and more cities that are going to be asking for bailouts, man. More and more towns, more and more, it's the reality right now. It's a financial burden on the country to have
states. A country that lives of financial gains. This country lives off of that. The second you stop it, it's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, of course. It's a capitalism, baby.
Everybody likes the freedom. Everybody likes the amenities, the beautiful streets, the infrastructure, the opportunity to do whatever you want. But, I mean, as soon as it stops, it's like, holy shit, I didn't know it ran like that. Yeah. Do your history. Read your books. I mean,
I think only time will tell if it was too soon.
I have a question.
Tell me, Judy.
Because now the subject is getting boring.
crackers that she was eating. Yeah, right.
I swear. Sure. So when restaurants, parks, beaches, and stadiums start to reopen, how would you guys feel about those social events? Do you think there'll be social distancing? Are they going to enforce social distancing at those kind of events? How would you guys feel being at a stadium with there's only like 2 inches in between you and the next person rubbing elbows? How would it be different with social distancing, like sitting at a game?
It'll be uncomfortable.
I'm in the best masks, and I'm going to all these fucking events, all these happy hours, all the stadiums. I'm ready to get out. I'm ready to get the fuck out.
So, I'm with you, Oliver.
Truth,
I'm dying.
The truth,
I'm dying
the,
over
the
here.
Bull just got out.
Yeah.
Fucking toxic face masks, the one with the two things on the side, and I'm going out like that.
A big scuba tank. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable. I mean, don't get me wrong, because there are always going to be people that are going to walk by and give you a dirty look, or oh my God, I can't, you know, they're going to make comments and whatever, dude.
I miss people giving me looks. I miss people like, just give it to me. I want to be out in public already.
You miss social interaction, period, is what you're saying.
Yes, I do. Oh my God, I'm about to like, I need to be in a social place.
That's because we live in Miami. In Miami, that's what we're used to. We're used to the social interaction. We're used to, you know, being around other people, getting annoyed in traffic, getting pissed at the guy standing in line behind you that's getting too close. But that's the problem.
I'm ready to pay $15 a drink. That's what I'm ready to do.
Listen, I'm excited and I'm ready to pay for overpriced beer, overpriced anything. Just give me the bill. Just take my money.
Well, here's the thing. Like the NBA, the NFL, even these bars that you guys want to go pay overpriced beer, pay for overpriced beer and drinks, they're all going to have their standards. They're all going to have the social distancing that they have to adhere to. So you're going to be fucking dancing with a chick with three holy ghosts in between you because you can't be next to that person.
Yeah, yeah. When you the only dance you could do is the electric slide.
Yeah.
With three fucking people and be like the three holy ghosts in between you. It's true. No,
the conga lines are like, you just have, you can't put your hand on it like this.
It's not going to be the same. NBA, like I was reading how the NBA was talking, and even Major League Baseball, they're talking about the fact that, and they're going to lose money like crazy because they're talking about seats, empty seats between fans.
We're all losing money, bro. Que pierdan el dinero yo también. I mean, it's the least of the matter.
That's true. We're losing money. They got to lose money too, because that's not fair.
It's gonna be interesting to see how that shit works out. It's going to be interesting to see how sports arenas, stadiums, these bars that we're talking about that Oliver wants to go pay $25 for a fucking
club. Listen, I want to go back to strip clubs. That shit needs to open.
You know, well,
the strip clubs are open. I don't know
hold on, guys, let's not talk over each other.
Sorry. The what happens in the strip club is that inside the strip club, the strip club has its own little hustle, which is the bouncers to the dancers to the guy in the bathroom there's all sorts. As soon as that stops, the bouncer that makes cash off whatever he does, whether it's legit or not, whether it's not supposed to, whatever, that stops for that poor guy right away. So that guy's dying to go back and do that because that guy can make $200-$300 a night, $400 a night. I guess, you know, it is what it is. I mean, he takes his risk, he does the risk and he does whatever he has to do. But that guy's right now, that guy's sitting home and he can't even get unemployment. That's the worst part.
Yeah. How do you describe that on the fucking unemployment website? Yeah. Job description. Get blow for hookers.
Listen, I'm ready. I just want to be out. Who's
security detail?
You put
who's going to come with me to the strip club?
Security at an entertainment venue.
Oh, that's what you put? Hold on, Judy, what did you say?
Who's going to come with me when the strip club opens up again?
Ain't getting me in trouble.
Let's do it.
I can't just. I really want to. Like, the inside of me wants to go.
Everybody in favor, say aye.
Yeah. Damn, with my left suck. Hand.
You guys suck.
Oliver's definitely an eye there. You know who's making bread right now is the weed dealers. Those weed dealers, everybody's sitting at home, bored, just smoking. Those weed dealers right now, they have to, like, employ fucking UPS, like, out-of-work UPS drivers and shit to help them fucking deliver all the weed they're delivering right now. Think about it. That's all people are doing right now, dude. Chilling at the crib, smoking. Some are working, obviously, but...
Watching Netflix.
That's it. And Netflix
Checking out that Nicki Jam Netflix.
I heard about that. Is it any good?
Yeah, I just finished watching it. It's good as fuck.
What's Nicki Jam?
Nicki Jam's got one called El Ganador. It's worth it. It starts from like when he was little. His mom was a drug addict.
Louis said, "What's Nicki Jam?
The hell is that?"
he's a Spanish rapper, a reggaeton guy.
Oh shit! I should have known.
Like that, like Daddy Yankee.
Hold on, but Daddy Yankee's been around 20 years. Right? That's stud.
Nicki Jam's been around a while.
He used to perform with it.
Louis, you had no idea who Nicki Jam was.
But you'll hear his music and you'll be like, oh, shit, that guy.
You need to get out of the rock you live on.
Mickey Jam.
Yeah, man. Mickey Jam's right up there with Daddy Yankee. I don't know really? Shit about reggaeton.
I don't know who that guy is. I don't know. I just listen to the music. The more I listen to that music somewhere, if it's not a really good one, all I do is drink profusely. So, I mean, you need to get out.
Drink the pain away.
Under it.
That's the way I feel. I don't live on a rock, all right? I live under it.
Right? under a rock, the same thing. You're in the rock. You need to get out of the rock and, like, live a little.
And I have a lot of rocks, so I can just switch them up. So you never know which one's my rock.
There you go.
He's like the little rock people from Frozen.
I went on the Pitbull cruise a couple years ago, and yeah, believe it or not, and there was.
Oh, you know who that is?
Pitbull. Yeah, he went to school with us, or he used to hang out with our crew.
Yeah, he did. But so tell us about the Pitbull cruise.
We went on the cruise, and there was, I think, Flo Rida was there, which obviously we know who Flo Rida is. And then there was a girl, what was her name? Becky G, I mean, whatever. She was celebrating like her 18th birthday or something, but she was very cute girl. And she was one of those that's like, oh, you don't know Becky G? And I'm like, no, I've never heard of Becky G, I swear. She looks great. She's a nice person. I mean, sounds good. But I just didn't know who she was. Yeah, some people give you that treatment, like Judy. It's like, Judy's like, hey, man, you know, you're a week type of thing.
Judy, do you know who Becky G is?
Yes, I do.
I've never heard of Becky G.
You need to come out of the rock.
There was another one, Yandel. There's another one.
Was it Wisin Yandel?
Yandel, yeah.
See, I know who those guys are. Wisin Yandel, that's a group.
I didn't know who Yandel was till the second day I was on the cruise.
But did you hear the music? You had to recognize the music.
He was live. He performed live every night.
Lewis's one complaint was that he didn't physically get to see Pitbull.
Lewis, why did you sign?
You know what? I got to you get to watch Pitbull, and then Pitbull, like, he's a good performer. I love the way he performs. I like his stuff. But he starts with this whole thing about, like, this motivational speaking and everything, and he overdoes it a little bit. So I'm kind of like, oh, bro, déjala mía Diane, can, you know, and walk around and interact, you know, but I guess they said that if you interact, like, when he interacts too much, like, people, like, you know, like, caing arriba, like too much. So that's why.
Like, people are fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, the people. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's cool, though. I give him a ton of credit, but I think that guy's awesome.
Look, when you guys come to my house and we have a pool party, I'm just going to blast a bunch of Spanish music reggaeton so you guys can, like, bleed through your ears and know who what is good right now. Because you obviously have no idea what is good right now.
I just want to know, Judy, what led him to purchase those tickets? Like, you are the last person I would picture on a Pitbull cruise.
Seriously.
Allow me to explain.
Was it on sale?
Well, no, let me explain. There's a couple, a friend of ours that works for Royal Caribbean, and the tickets were like $1,700 each.
And she got
them for $400 a piece.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. And Royal Caribbean Carnival.
I would pay $1,700 to go on that cruise.
No.
I don't think I'd go $1,700 to go on any cruise for 3 days.
A Disney
cruise. 3 days only. I mean, 4 days, 3 nights.
I can't go on a cruise for longer than that anyways, but then, all right. That makes a little bit of sense. Because when you told me you went on a Pitbull cruise, I was like, that shit was either for free or like incredibly discounted.
And to be honest with you, it was fun as fuck. Every night they had themes, like you dressed like 70s theme or you dressed... I forgot. They had a couple other themes then for dinner. And there was a young crowd. It was a good-looking crowd.
Nice.
It was nice.
Didn't Yuli tell us that he was on
Was it cruise? Very ratchet?
What do you mean ratchet?
Yeah, like ghetto. You don't know what ratchet is.
No, it was. No, I'm sorry. There was, but, I mean, there's not that many. The real ghetto guys, there's not many of them because pay $1,500 to go on a cruise, $1,600. So you get the best of the best.
Just the money battles. Yeah, just the higher best
class. You get the top tier.
Yeah, you're not getting the cheap fucking nickel and dime guys.
Yeah, no. Yuli didn't go, but the one that went was Hugo. Hugo works for Pitbull.
Shout out to Hugo, man. Huge lifts, man. His Instagram.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, great guy. And his Instagram is sometimes the best part of my week. Like, I don't know where the guy finds it. You guys got to check him out. At Huge Lifts at Instagram or whatever the fuck. Find him on Instagram. The funny guy, great sense of humor.
He does post funny shit.
Fucking hilarious. And I wonder, like, first of all, none of us would get away with posting what Hugo posts. So shout out to his wife, who's like a special person that doesn't, like, for all we know, she fucking screams at him every time and he just doesn't give a fuck.
She's probably deaf and blind that we don't know about it.
That shit is funny as fuck. But lead us here, Judy. Where are we headed?
Okay.
You still eating croqueta preparada or whatever?
No, bro. I'm listening to you guys talk a bunch of shit. I have no interest. Like, Louis going to Pitbull cruise that I would have never thought he would ever do that. You guys don't know what kind of music is in now and who do not know who Nicky Jam is these people.
The best thing about that cruise is that I was randomly selected to say, dude, we want you back next year.
Mentira.
Just out of the blue. They just said, you know what? We just saw you and we need guys like you.
Right here.
Yeah, dude. Open arms. Like,
they don't gotta.
They just want you to pay that $1,700.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, ain't no $400 this time.
Exactly. Okay, so. Hey,
you know what? It's you're paying $1,700 to be on the boat for 4 days. And if you told me it was a week long, maybe, but 4 days?
And it was World Caribbean?
No le encontré la gracia. I think
it was Carnival, bro.
No, I think it was, I want to say it was Norwegian. Norwegian.
Okay, all right.
All right, so do you guys think our generation will fully recover from this?
Yeah, they're the first. Yes, I think so.
Why? I think so too.
Yeah. It comes back, it's going to come back strong.
Exactly. All of this will be a memory.
Well, you saw the question, though, our generation. So,
whose generation? Are we on the same generation?
Yeah, we're not talking about Pam or, we're talking about ours, in our lifetime. By our generation, I guess what she's meaning is until we get old and retire. I personally, I don't think we're going to recover in the way that you think we're going to recover. I think we're going to get back on our feet as a society. But I think things as we know it are going to change. The way the landscape of this country is going to change, because things aren't going to come back. There's certain businesses that aren't going to come back. The manner in which this is 9/11 times 5 times 10 times 20. And the country never recovered from 9/11. It never changed. Like, it changed. It never got back to the way it was.
Without all the dust.
Yeah. But I don't think we're going to recover in the way people think we're going to recover. I just think it's going to be a different type of existence that we're going to be living. We're going to get up. You know, we're going to recover in the sense where things are going to get back to normal. We're going to keep progressing as a country, but that's going to take a while. That's going to be, in my opinion, what the fuck do I know? It's going to be, we're a little ways away from, you know, putting our faces in strippers' asses.
Yep, that's what I want to do.
That one was for you, Judy.
I know.
I haven't done that in 20 years.
Well, you're going to do it soon.
What do you think, Barbara?
What's going to save us is Bitcoin's going to save us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think in 2 years, we're going to forget about this shit. I don't think it's going to linger on for 10, 15 years to come.
Again, if this summer comes and we get hit by two hurricanes, category 4 and 5, we'll forget about it real fast.
For real.
Real fast, we forget about it.
That's a fucked up standard to set right there.
Or an earthquake.
No, but it can happen. It's possible. I mean,
yeah. Oh, we're in Miami. So, you see, Oliver?
Josue, you want to take the last note of the day?
Huh?
You want to take the last question of the day?
Yeah, I'll do it. Oliver, what were you saying?
No, like Louis said, if there's a catastrophe, like a hurricane or an earthquake, we'll forget about this shit real quick.
Yeah, but do you see that perspective? Like, do you see what you're saying? Like, that's crazy shit. That there has to be another game changer for us to forget about this last game changer.
That or the economic boost, which is the positive.
That's not recovering from it. That's just other bad shit that's happening. That's keeping on. I didn't say if it's going to get out of our mind. I don't think this is going to be. Coronavirus has been around since God knows when, and at this point, it's going to be very much like a fucking, like a flu. It's going to come possibly in season. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But I want to be optimistic. Yeah. Like, I want to be optimistic, man. I want to be that person that's like, fuck yeah, we're going to, but there's just so much false information that's come out and so much bullshit that we don't understand. And none of us are equipped to fucking understand. I know that we've been looking up at Judy's lights.
You guys want some?
Always.
I just had some.
So, all right, I got a question for you guys. We got a little brain teaser here. Not necessarily a brain teaser, but brain exercise. See where your heads are at. Lewis, let's start off with you, and then we go around the our little Brady Bunch box here.
The box.
If you could go back 10 years from today and tell yourself one thing, what would it be? 10 years and tell yourself one. Like, let yourself, like a little secret to yourself. Let yourself in on something. What would it be?
10 years ago, so it'll be 2010.
Yeah.
In 2010, I was perdiendo culo, so. Yeah, a lot of us were.
Yeah.
Can you go back 15 years?
Not 10 years, 10 years. A decade.
What would I tell myself 10 years ago? I don't know, man. I suck at these things. Oof. Totally got snapped me out of the show there. I guess I would have to say...
That's why I send you these outlines, man. You would have read this question 5 hours ago.
No, but I suck at them to begin with. So even if you give it to me 5 days before, it'll be the same shit.
It's just an introspective question.
All right, let's go to Oliver, and I'll come back.
What the fuck? I would say to myself, stock up on toilet paper.
The guy's a poet, man.
No, I would have been. Look, I'll go back to my question. What would I say myself 10 years ago? I would have been smarter with my money.
All right.
That I would have. Absolutely.
How about you, Drew?
Because I said that messed me up.
All right.
Hey, that makes sense. On the real, I would say to myself, probably get paid first. Sometimes we do things hoping that we'll get paid or taken care of. And you do things that you may not have been done otherwise, and you got fucked in the end. So, to me, that probably.
And get rid of the wards.
Champagne,
what you got?
I would definitely tell myself 10 years ago to not worry what people have to think about me. And just do whatever I want instead of being influenced by like a relative or like a parent or something to like do what they think is right. I think I would have just told myself to just do what I wanted to do and not listen to people's opinion of what they thought about me.
Okay. That works. Me, and it's funny, the reason that I even asked this question is my wife was watching a seminar yesterday. It's lady Rachel Hollis, and it was an all day thing on Saturday. It was from like 10 to 5:30, and it was one of the questions that like that one of the speakers was saying, like, what would you whisper in your own ear if you could go back 10 years? And to me, I mean, I've always been an active dad. I've always been a present father. But the first thing that popped into my head was like, spend more time with your kids. That like to not Bitcoin, like I wouldn't tell myself about Bitcoin. I wouldn't a bunch of other shit later that popped into my head, but right off the bat, like my son's in college, my daughter is my oldest daughter is 2 years from college, she's gonna be a junior, and it was just crazy shit where I was like, wow, like all these kids are growing up, and you know, we still have two little ones, but it would probably be that, like spend more time with my kids. But that's
time flies. I agree with you. Time flies. I mean, the other day I was looking at pictures of my kids, 2-3 years old, and it's like, wow, they're men now. So yeah
eating up all your fucking food.
Yeah, motherfuckers eat for three.
Walking out the bedroom, looking at you like fucking you up in their territory and shit. Like you're standing in the kitchen. Yeah, man, like staring you up and down like you short. Yeah, it's funny, man.
I came for some milk and cookies.
You know what that means? I'm ready to fight. But yeah, it's funny, man. I think my son's getting ready to be a grown ass adult. I mean, he's a freshman in college, but it's that shit hit me. That just made me think, and I was just like, wow, it's not just a phrase. It's not just it's real life, man. It's the time when they say time flies, it does. And when they tell you to enjoy the moments. We try to, but it's like you get caught up in work, you get caught up in life. And I know I've worked myself to the bone over the last, 18, 19 years. So it's
yeah.
Did you guys see the pics that Nick sent the other day of his wedding?
I did.
Oh, God, dude.
Yep.
Listen to his little kids, man. You see the picture, you're like, holy shit, look at me, dude.
That was crazy. It's funny because that wedding, like, I was looking at parts of, like, all of us were in different stages of our lives. Like, I had just gotten divorced. So here's my best friend getting married, and then I'm getting, you know, like, I'm getting divorced. Gio was there, I think, too, at the table. Louis was there with some random Colombian chick. Oliver was there, too. It's
crazy. I was eating a lot of shit at that time.
Yeah. But it seems like it was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. How old were we? 10 years ago? 12 years ago?
No, Nick's 15 years ago, I think.
Yeah, Nick was, that was 2006, I want to say.
So we were what?
2005.
2005?
Yeah.
15 years ago, man. Oh, yeah, that was just, yeah, that was D-Day for me, more or less. But time flies, people, so let's enjoy the present. If we get anything out of being locked up in our homes with our family and our kids.
Yeah.
And
I've been reading books and shit. I read already like 2 books, and yeah, it's gonna pay off, dude. I've been doing the home exercise, which I hate.
Yeah,
but
what's you saying? You could get fit or get fat.
It builds character. I mean,
oh yeah. All right, people. Thank you everybody for listening to us. Thank you for watching us on Zoom. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram. At the After Five Podcast, on Facebook at the After Five Podcast, on Twitter at underscore podcast or some shit like that. Just look up After Five Podcast, you'll find us. And you can listen to us on any platform where you can listen to podcasts. We love you. Always lead with love. Thank you very much.
And let's close out by saying, any of you guys that are under a rock, come on and listen to the After Five Podcast.
There you go.
Shots at you, Judy. They're taking shots.
And listen to your reggaeton right when you wake up in the morning. It's great. It puts you in a great mood.
Hey, it does. Up, it really does.
Judy, when we do that team building, you got to just pump that shit out of your house all day while we're there.
I'm getting new speakers in next week. We're gonna have a pool party.
Right, and that music has to come on when the sun goes down.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not gonna stop. Your ears are gonna be bleeding from how much music I'm gonna feed through your soul.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah. Big fans. Judy Palooza.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
If I can have the strippers, I would be here. They would be here too.
Oh, dude.
Hey, Oliver's gonna send you a save the date now. Oliver's like, Judy.
What's the invite? Where's the invite?
Yeah. Hey, literally send it.
Just I'll have send it to you through the group chat now, right now.
Have an ATM machine there.
All right, is that included? Got it. Love you guys. Take it
easy. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.